So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're back talking about Invincible, which is on Amazon. It is a cartoon superhero TV show. And Matt, how do you feel about Invincible episode 5?
I'm not very familiar with the series at all. I'm actually starting off as a rookie, not knowing any of the history with any of these characters. But one thing I will say about it is the show is very well written, very well animated. I'm not sure what percentage of the budget they're actually using to fund this particular series. I really like this series. It kind of reminds me of The Boys with a little bit of gore, a lot more gore than The Boys, in my opinion, at least the frequency. I really like the series. I'm hoping that it's more than this one. I don't know where exactly they came from or its origins, but it keeps me interested, especially being we didn't really have a lot of entertainment within the last year.
Yeah, Keith seems to know a little bit more about Invincible because he read the comic series. Big Mike, how do you feel about episode 5 of Invincible?
Well, I thought it was good. Like Matt, I don't really know too much about it other than I do know it's a comic book. It's not one that I had read before, but it's well written. The animation is good. I think the voice actors are really good. And the action and fight scenes are just downright brutal. Reminds me sort of like old school anime, almost like Fist of the North Star type level of violence, like heads getting crushed and exploding and stuff. So definitely not something to show kids, but if you're an adult, it's a nice little escape from reality. Interesting to see where it goes. Different character development. We still don't really know why Omni-Man did what he did and things that they still got to unravel and we figure out. But overall, like I said, I mean, I think it's a good series overall, and I think episode 5 is really good.
Trying to understand that his father kind of allowed him to get his brains bashed in.
Like, yeah.
What is going on with that?
I don't understand that. Maybe because he's working with that crime syndicate. That's what I'm thinking. And he pays him off very well.
It can go in a couple of different directions because obviously there's still that overarching mystery about what happened to the Guardians of the Globe. And you could have him being possessed, somehow all this is just him trying to cover up the fact that something happened to him. So it's not as if he's 100% bad, but he did something wrong. And he's trying to cover it up. So the cover was probably worse than the offense. I mean, probably not, because the Guardians of the Globe got destroyed. But yeah, this episode, I wasn't expecting it to go in this direction. It kind of went into a Luke Cage-ist type episode. You have the invincible guy, streetwise, and then he teams up with another superhero. And then he's like, yeah, I'm about to bounce, homie. And then he was gone. And then he's taken over. So it's kind of like that Luke Cage. Into the last episode, Luke Cage was in charge of everything.
Yeah. Got rid of Bushmaster.
Yeah. But the new Guardians of the Globe got destroyed, too.
Yeah.
By a Thundercat.
Shit, he did look like a Thundercat.
It was pretty brutal.
Yeah, just, I didn't expect it to go that far. I looked at Omni-Man outside. I'm like, for real? He just didn't even help your son? Like, what's going on?
He warned him.
He was hovering.
He warned him not to help him.
I mean, the only thing I can take it as is just another lesson. Like, hey, I tried to tell you. You didn't listen, so.
Yeah, and then everybody freaked out. Just like, it's like, oh my God, something happened to him. Eve just went, oh my God, I gotta go.
Still trying to keep the secret for him from the girlfriend.
Zazzy beat.
Yeah, he still hadn't told her that he's a superhero. I'm still sitting there like, if she knows that he's a superhero, how could you not figure out by now that he's one too, the way he's always late and disappearing?
Yeah.
But they're young.
Tested at this point.
Yeah, but this episode, I mean, Omni-Man, dude goes hard. He doesn't care about anything.
Oh yeah, he's savage. Like, he's sitting at lunch overseas with his wife, and the dragon comes out behind him.
Yeah.
You trust me? Like, whatever. I don't care.
He's like, I'm on vacation. I'm like, let somebody else handle that. No, I'm good.
No, what I said.
Yeah. But what score would you give this episode?
I'd give it a 9.5. Gory, it had great animation, had great storytelling. I mean, what more could you ask for? And it leaves you hungering for more at the end, so. I don't know who's writing this. We definitely know it's not WB writing it, so keep it up. Excellent series.
Mike?
I give it a 9. I say a really good show. Gory. Good action, good writing. Like I said, voice actors are really good. I'm really interested to see where the rest of the season goes. I heard that it's already been greenlit for a second season, which, I mean, definitely it should be, because I said this is really good. It's a breath of fresh air slightly different from the whole Marvel and DC type of stuff. So I'm definitely interested to see more of the entire universe and where it goes.
Yeah, I'm going to give this a 9 as well, because that last episode, not much happened other than Hellboy gets sent back to hell. But this one comes with everything. Drama, the suspense, the confusion, and then it was good acting all around, but like this episode a lot compared to the last episode. You can't always hit somebody with the heat, but this one came with it. So, Peace Game Podcast.